Pastor, author, and Bible teacher Alan Wright.
Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion. It means that the world is yours, a garden given to you by God to master and to rule with Him today as you imagine. Just imagine how vast even your smallest plantings can grow tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
That's Pastor Alan Wright. Welcome to another message of good news that will help you see your life in a whole new light. I'm Daniel Britt, excited for you to hear the teaching today in the series Increase, as presented at Renolda Church in North Carolina. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire program today, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource right now available to you for your donation this month to Alan Wright Ministries. As you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at PastorAlan.org. That's PastorAlan.org. Or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. More on this later in the program. But right now, let's get started with today's teaching. Here is Alan Wright.
Okay, beloved, are you ready for some good news?
Yes.
There's something in you. There are gifts in you, treasures in you, virtues in you that is so wonderful in God's eyes that He says, more, because He wants to fill the earth with that He's put in you. That's an amazing thought. Hey, have you ever noticed that adults can get bored pretty quickly, even when they're in the presence of something pretty amazing? But little kids are just the opposite. Something that would seem boring, they can just be tickled by and fascinated by seemingly endlessly. About a month ago, we were at the dinner table. Grandbaby Mia was there, and I was trying to entertain her so she would be distracted and eat more of her spinach egg puffs. And for some reason, there was, I don't know why. Why would there have been a belt nearby? But there was. And I rolled it up. And I was just kind of fiddling with it, you know, and I was kind of showing her the belt. And then I took it, I hid it behind my hand, and then I unfurled it. Well, that was amazing. She began just belly laughing at the unfurling of the belt. She didn't know how to say the word more, but she knows the sign for more. The sign for more, fingers pinched and coming together with your hands like this, more, more, more. And so I rolled it up again. This time I put it behind my back, brought it out with the other hand. Huzzah! There it goes again. It's amazing. It's absolutely stunning, isn't it? It's amazing. I'm going to do this for about 5 more minutes and see how that goes with you guys. Actually, I won't. You're already bored, aren't you? But Mia watched it for, I'm not exactly, was it 30 minutes? Maybe 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, there it goes. Huzzah! And yeah. God is, in this sense, more like a toddler than an adult. Skeptic turned philosopher and Christian G.K. Chesterton wrote, "Because children have abounding vitality, because they are in spirit fierce and free. Therefore, they want things repeated and unchanged. They always say, 'Do it again.' And the grown-up person does it again until he is nearly dead. For grown-up people are not strong enough to exult in monotony. But perhaps," Chesterton writes, "God is strong enough to exult in monotony. It is possible that God says every morning, 'Do it again,' to the sun, and every evening, 'Do it again,' to the moon. It may not be automatic necessity that makes all daisies alike. It may be that God makes every daisy separately, but has never got tired of making them. It may be that He has the eternal appetite of infancy, for we have sinned and grown old, and our Father is younger than we." When God made Adam and Eve, he was so delighted in these creatures that he had made in his own image that in the simplest way, he said, more. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. I mean, we know how sin has wrecked the world and marred the image of God that's in us, but don't ever forget this. In the beginning, God created a man and a woman in his own image and said, more, more, do it again, do it again, do it again, until you fill the whole earth with these image bearers of God. And prophetically and metaphorically, what I'm wanting you to see is your life like that in the eyes of God. That there's some treasures he's put in you. There are gifts in you and virtues in you and hopes in you and prayers in you and words and thoughts and that are like seed. And he wants to release that into the world for the generations to come. And so the whole series, I've just called it Increase, as we think about the primal blessing, the foundational blessing, the first blessing of God saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion. It means that the world is yours, a garden given to you by God to master and to rule with him today as you imagine. Just imagine how vast even your smallest plantings can grow tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And that's what we're blessing you into, is blessing you as the image bearers of God to produce lasting fruit that multiplies for generations and fills the earth with the spiritual riches of your own legacy. That's a paradigm-shifting way to think about life in this world that's so oriented towards the instant. And it all involves this foundational blessing, which provides our outline for us. Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue and have dominion. Be fruitful. To be fruitful is to invite you into a life that God has ordained that is not mere work. It is not mere work, but it includes our work that leads to the fruit. This is all evidenced by the fact that there was work to be done before there was sin in the world. Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. That is stewardship language. That is the kind of language that describes the tending of a garden. So the work was to care for the garden so that it could bear its fruit as God had designed for it. Adam and Eve did not make the oranges and the apples and the pineapples and the pomegranates, but they were given an assignment to work in this garden. So there must have been tilling and there must have been caring for it and the things you do to help something grow. And so God has designed our lives to be fruitful.
That's Alan Wright. And we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Embark on a journey of transformation with our Free Yourself, Be Yourself resource bundle. Imagine a shame-free life. No more self-condemnation. No more inward angst, wondering if you measure up as you soak in the message of healing grace. This empowering bundle includes Pastor Allen's landmark book, Free Yourself, Be Yourself, plus an accompanying resource guide and access to the exclusive companion video series. Act now. Support Alan Wright Ministries with your donation and step into the abundant life God has awaiting you as we send you this limited time resource bundle as our thanks this month.
The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Allen Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Allen Wright.
If you're ever in a kind of work that you can't see how it's fruitful, then it becomes drudgery. We've probably all done some of that. If you don't see the point of it. I was thinking back to in high school, one summer I worked for the Greensboro City Parks and Recreation Department. I was at the J. Spencer Love tennis courts, and I think they hired too many of us kids that summer, because there was not enough work to go around. There's only so much of the sweeping of the court or checking people in to come play tennis. And they were going to, later in the summer, resurface those soft courts. We call them composition courts. Clay-like kind of court with this green sand-like stuff we call composition that's on it. And one day we showed up to work and there was this huge pile of that green composition. Just imagine a huge pile of green sand. And our boss came over and said, today, boys, we're going to need to move this pile of composition from here over to there, about 20 feet away. We were like, well, why? He didn't have a good answer. They said, well, we're going to be resurfacing the courts. We're like, well, we know we are, but we're not resurfacing them today. And he said, well, we just need to move, this here, need to move it over there. And we all realized, this is drudgery. Just shovel it all day long into a wheelbarrow and then walk about 20 steps and dump it out. And we moved a pile of green sand. You are not made for the mere work of moving one pile from one place to another. You're designed by God to bear fruit. And the bearing of fruit is different than the idea of accomplishment. It includes that, but the very idea and the image of fruit has to do with fruit that is produced in a sense as a byproduct. So the Christian life is characterized, Paul says in Galatians, by the fruit of the Spirit, meaning where the Holy Spirit is, you can expect this kind of fruit will happen. Love and joy, peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Because that's the fruit of being full of the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus's way of describing the productivity of the Christian's life in his discourse in the Gospel of John. At John 15, he says, I'm the vine, you're the branches, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. But he says this at verse 8, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. The will of God is plain. Be fruitful. Jesus says it even more plainly. This glorifies God that you bear much fruit. Much of the love and joy and peace of the Holy Spirit. Much of the depositing of the kind of virtue that makes Christ exalted and makes this world experience the love of God in deeper ways and the impact of your life for the good of the world. You're not here for just drudgery. You're not here just to make money. You can do the things you want to do. You're here in the eyes of God to bear fruit. And that's the beginning of this primal blessing, the foundational blessing of your life. Be fruitful. I bless you, God says, so you can be fruitful. And I'm blessing you. We're blessing you. The leadership of the church is blessing you. 2024, be fruitful. I bless you to be a fruitful year. Really fruitful year. And multiply. So Adam and Eve, what I'm asking you to do is to take this natural picture of Adam and Eve, who in the most practical sense are going to be bearing children and rearing children so that then children can then populate the world as they become other parents who then have children and so forth it goes. But the process for Adam and Eve didn't really look like multiplication. It looked more like addition. They had Cain, they had Abel, they had Seth. The Bible said they had some other children. So the multiplication was not something that began happening then. The multiplication began happening as time went by. So the imagery here for humanity's blessing is that there's something that starts small and seemingly slow that grows over time into something really big. That's why Genesis is just spilling over with the image of seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Everything that God made operates according to seed time and harvest. And seeds take time to sprout and time to grow, and they have to grow and grow before their branches can eventually produce the fruit that within it has more seed that then can be spread, that then takes time to grow. But this is the plan of God. So you have to think about the seed. You have to think about an acorn and how little it is and how big the oak tree is. You gotta maybe imagine how small the giant sequoia seeds are so that you could envision the giant sequoia. It's hard to even imagine a giant sequoia came from a little seed. How could it? But the plan of God is that the whole life of the giant sequoia is in the little seed, but multiplied. You do understand, beloved, you began as one cell. And I think we're made up of trillions of cells. Maybe something like that. But a lot. But it began. It's one cell. Do you see the genius of God? Be fruitful. That means you have, like, here's what fruit is. It's something that is savory to the taste, has nourishment for life, and then within it has more seed so that it can multiply. And you're made for that. That your life presents the savor and aroma of Christ. It brings something that is good. It is good. It is good for people, but it's nourishing for life to grow. And then within it, it has seed, so it has the potential of multiplying. Be fruitful and multiply. It means that if it's like a seed, it starts small and gets really big over a long time. But it also means that it always reproduces after its own kind. That's a motif in Genesis 1, Genesis 1:11. God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. Verse 12, the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw it was good. He liked this plan that everything reproduces according to its own kind. Verse 25, God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds and the livestock according to their kinds and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw is good. That's a good plan. That's the way it should be. Orange seeds produce oranges. Apple seeds produce apples. And there'd never be a case where orange seed produces apples or vice versa. Which is really helpful when you think about the way that God's designed the world, because then you can begin to envision if there's something good in you, which there is, that God has deposited, that can be reproduced in the same kind. So this happens not just in the plant and vegetation and animal world. This happens in the spirit. It happens in families. And it's just stunning that it can happen like it does. But oh my, it just happens. It's God's plan. Football fans are all, they think about it, pretty amazed that Jim Harbaugh left the NFL head coaching position to come back to his alma mater, Michigan, because he wanted to lead them to a national championship. And he's been there maybe 5 years or something like that. And they did it this year. Came back, they kind of lost their former glory. They started building back, had a good season last year, and then this year, undefeated, beat Washington in the national championship last week, undisputed. National championship, Jim Harbaugh did it. Amazing. Amazing. The interesting person, too. But what's really amazing is that Jim Harbaugh has a brother who is the NFL head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh. What? How can that be? I mean, they were, at the same time, both NFL head football coaches. Well, their dad was an assistant football coach at several colleges while the boys were growing up, and then their dad went on to be the head coach at Western Kentucky. So dad, football coach from smaller places, two sons, both become NFL head coaches. Y'all, there are only 32 of these head coaches. The chance of becoming a head football coach is infinitesimal.
Alan Wright, today's good news message, Fill the Earth, in our series, Increase. Pastor Alan is back with us in the studio as he shares his parting good news thought for the day in just a moment.
Embark on a journey of transformation with our Free Yourself, Be Yourself resource bundle. Imagine a shame-free life. No more self-condemnation. No more inward angst, wondering if you measure up as you soak in the message of healing grace. This empowering bundle includes Pastor Allen's landmark book, Free Yourself, Be Yourself, plus an accompanying resource guide and access to the exclusive companion video series. Act now. Support Alan Wright Ministries with your donation and step into the abundant life God has awaiting you as we send you this limited-time resource bundle as our thanks this month.
The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Well, I'm back here with Pastor Alan, and our parting good news thought for the day as we kick off this series, Pastor Alan, on increase and really what an outlook on life this offers.
You know, it's you. Maybe it's partly you get to a certain age, right? And you start going, well, I'm going to run out of time here. I've got things I'd like to see increase. I got more productivity than I have time. And we want to be fruitful. And we're made to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill the earth. And I just want to just say as our parting word, remember, when God tells Adam and Eve to fill the earth, it wasn't going to happen in a day, and it wasn't going to happen in a year, and it wasn't going to happen in their lifetime.
Right.
He's talking about something that starts a process that ultimately, through exponential growth, fills the earth. And so to every listener, I want to say your life matters more than you realize. And there's something that God loves in you and has put in you that he wants to see multiplied in the years to come through your spiritual children, through your own biological children, through your adopted children, those that you influence. This becomes a generational impact, and it puts the scope of your life into a new framework.
Yeah.
You really are made for much more than meets the eye, and there's something in you that God really wants to multiply and multiply until it fills the earth.
If you only caught part of today's teaching, not only can you listen again online, but also get a daily email devotional that matches today's teaching delivered right to your email inbox free. Find out more about these and other resources at pastoralan.org. That's PastorAllen.org. Today's Good News message is a listener-supported production of Allen Wright Ministries.